I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy. I am not the bad guy, not the bad guy. No.
Good evening and welcome. Old friends are something akin to an ever-growing beast that swims alongside the steamship of our lives, ever threatening to break left and smash into the reinforced hull of our lower decks, sinking us into the dark depths of our emotional and embarrassing shortcomings. Now, I'm not sure why this imagery comes to mind, but on this episode of our parlor-based After Dark delve into all things Trundle Manor, we chat to a collegial-era best friend of Mr. Arm, Stephen. Who knows what's buried beneath Memory Lane's red splattered bricks? But why don't you grab a shovel and help us dig up some gems of regret on this episode of the Trundlecast? Well, welcome, ladies and gentlemen. This is Mr. Arm. I'm here with my lovely co-host, Velda von Minx.
Hi.
And our guest, Stephen.
I don't have a cool name, I'm sorry.
Steven's been around for... Did we ever give you a name like Drifter's Era?
Sven.
Oh, that's right, yep. Sven.
Yeah.
Was that Jeff? What the hell was that?
Yeah, probably.
Why Sven? Okay.
Steven, I don't know. He's not very creative.
But we're having some cigars, and Steven decided to make my life not so terrible by hanging out for a bit.
Or slightly more terrible.
Either way.
See where this goes.
At least give me a reason for life to feel terrible, and that's your job.
Yeah. I feel like you need to be knocked down a couple pegs every once in a while.
You're always there to do it.
Always there.
Happily
there. you've been having a rough time lately.
Yeah.
It's character building.
All the big luck stuff hasn't been doing what I wanted to do anymore. So character building's fine, but... If it's life-ruining, that's not as fun.
Well, that's what you do with that life-ruining that kind of makes you who you are.
I guess so.
I mean, at this point, like, the worst part's either going to make you the Anton or it's going to make the homeless man I give change to on my way to work.
Yeah.
So.
Well.
I'm just kidding. I don't get homeless people change.
our new sign has just arrived at the front door.
Where's your sign?
Should I grab that?
Yeah.
All right.
I saw the sign.
Did it open up your eyes? Yeah.
I thought it was sun for the longest time. I saw the sun. It is sign.
It is sun. Yeah. The sun's opening up your eyes.
Yeah, then you can't
burn
see.
The fuck out.
Like, there's a red dot everywhere I look.
Why is there a black spot in the middle of my vision? Well, they say that there are a lot of people that have that black spot in the middle, but... Your brain starts seeing around it.
Yeah. Your brain's pretty awesome.
It is. It's a pretty neat little thing.
Neuroplasticity.
Mm-hmm. He's just reading about the koalas that have the smooth brains. That's why they're so fucking stupid.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, they were evolved to have completely smooth brains. And if you... Like, they can't really learn anything. If you lay out a bunch of eucalyptus leaves... Or put them in a bowl, they don't know what it is.
Yeah.
Because it has to be on the tree, right. You know? They're that dumb. But I hope I never get to that point.
Right.
It'd be fun.
Yeah.
Or would it be?
You don't want to be qualified to not be able to determine what's a tree and what's a bowl.
We need to start a new thing called Koala Punk, and it's just the dumbest shit.
Koala Punk?
Happens. Yeah. Just start gluing anything to yourself.
I think that was, wasn't the band called The Exploited? Wasn't that Koala Punk?
What's the disease that they all have?
Syphilis.
Like I was going to say, it's an STD or something. Right?
Chlamydia.
Yeah.
It's chlamydia, the clap.
Do you know what dismeanor is? Or distemper. Distemper.
I know you're dismeaning.
Yeah.
It'll look better with the lights. It's a mouth-eating pizza. Oh, I said no?
Yeah. Now it's a mouth-eating pizza. Before it was a clam wearing a wizard hat.
I kind of hoped that it would be colored all the time instead of just when it's on. But now we're just going to have a weird white fucking mouth with a pizza tongue.
He agrees, boys love boxes of wires. Every time I say it, it's like, yep, agreed.
I told her, guys love box of wires, World War II, the Roman Empire.
I said meat, too. It's usually
meat. And I figured out why guys like the Roman Empire. Who doesn't want to be dominated by a goth? Big titty goth girls. Doesn't matter what guy you are, from what walk of life, you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Not just guys, either.
That's true, yeah.
Find it impossible not to play with a lap cat.
I'm throwing eyes in the microphone. I've been making bacon-wrapped hot dogs lately.
Mmm.
Why not?
Because...
it might get worse.
Right.
Fuck these arteries.
Yeah. No one at their deathbed goes, man, I wish I ate less hot dogs.
Right? And if so, you should unalive them immediately.
Yeah. And by that, I mean murder.
Yes. Straight up killing them.
Oh, governor, can I get another class of fizzly water bits? And you're like...
Is that a subtle hint that you want some more fizzy water bits?
You know what? Yeah, sure. I was just...
Bring in the dispenser, darling. Thank you. Yeah, we've been trying to drink less.
That's good. I heard you had a...
Scare. Yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah?
Because I kept waiting for that to happen to begin with.
I'll just get there on my own.
Yeah, let's just keep going with this. And then I had that scare, and it took the doctor like over a week to, and he still never got back to me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I got a physical last week. I have not gotten results. I think I'm alive. I think.
Was there a beat? A hearty beat?
Yes.
Good.
I tell my patients that when I take their vitals. Well, you got some bad news. It looks like you're alive.
Do people love that, or?
I'd say 50-50.
Yeah.
It's more for me than them, you know?
Of course.
Yeah, after that, we spent 10 days not drinking, which is a record for us.
So, let me ask you, in those 10 days where you're like, oh, God, I just need a drink.
Genuinely not.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
No, I mean, I felt better. We did a lot more work. You know, yeah. I started doing this stuff and getting that ready.
Motivated. So not sleepy.
Yeah.
So, crazy. We're just going to stick with that a lot. I mean, it's hard when we're doing the podcast or something.
Right.
Although, I'm doing fine without it. I don't really give a shit.
What I thought was interesting is in your heyday of drinking, I'd come over here and we'd have the same conversation every time.
Yeah.
And it kind of was just like, well... Yeah, I can have this conversation again, I guess. You're like, I like that hat. Did you know it got to the point where I'm like, you used to have a hat like this. You're like, I do. How do you know that?
Over here.
I got that lighter because it's orange and black.
Why do you like orange and black?
I don't know. It's just orange is probably my favorite color.
That's your car, right?
And my wallet and my shoes and watch. And I think it started when I worked in Afghanistan. I carried orange tourniquets.
Okay.
And people were like, those aren't very tactical. Like, I'm like, I work at night.
Yeah.
It's nice to be able to find them when I need them. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, these are useful.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Also, if you're using an orange tourniquet, it's already they found you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not really telegraphing your position anymore. Right. It's already been
when someone's yelling, I've been shot! Ah! And you're like, yeah, this orange tourniquet's not going to make this any worse.
Did you see a lot of combat stuff over there?
No, just like the aftermath of bombs.
Yeah?
Yeah.
When were you over there?
Drive you in
2012 and 2013.
Okay.
Yeah.
I did see, you know what Lord of the Flies is.
Yeah.
So we were coming back from a day at the range, and we had a little guy that has a gun on top of the car. And there was a little kid out there, and he's like, oh, I'll throw him my candy bar that I didn't eat. And he's like, throws it off the gun. And it's like coming down to this little kid, and like in slow motion, as it's coming down, five more kids just showed up.
Oh no.
And like you see this fist coming towards that other kid. Like these kids are they're literally about to kill each other over a bite-sized Snickers bar.
Oh, Jesus.
And we're like, throw more candy! Throw more candy! Like, holy shit.
Yeah.
That's when my parade skills would come in handy in a battle zone.
I love being in parades, like on the fire truck.
Yeah. I love a parade.
So did Kennedy.
Until he didn't.
Well, until he didn't.
Like, I like to throw it up,
like lob it up, and when they come, then I whip it at them.
See, someone taught you, because the Drifters were in a parade once, and I was never taught that. I was just whipping it at people, and they were like cowering in doorways, and they had to tell me, like, gently toss it underhand.
Yeah, you go underhand so they come closer, and then you whip it at them.
Yeah, I loved whipping it at them.
I was in the back of Teach's truck.
Yeah.
I think someone was in the seat with me, and I think I was driving the hot rod, right?
Yeah, it was the hot rod.
And the person who was with me goes, do you think Rachel knows how to throw candy from parades ago?
How do you not know how to throw candy?
She did not. She did not know how.
I was like, to be fair,
your dad was a fireman, and you've seen that happen quite a lot. You think you'd...
I wasn't looking at the throwing. I was looking at the goddamn candy.
She was just pelting people in the face with
good
candy.
And then...
Uh-huh. You know, it's like you get a treat, you have to work for it. The little pain makes the sugar taste
right.
better.
It makes us feel better
it's
about
a little
doing
bit
that.
Of punishment. You know? And then at one point, Relic broke down on the side of the road, and I pelted him with candy. He didn't like that.
I think one of the best times I had was, you know, when we cut the front off of Trixie.
Yeah.
And I almost circular sawed my foot off. You remember that?
No.
Thank God for steel toes.
Yeah.
Damn. Do you want to come over for the next makeover?
Yeah.
Yeah, she needs torn. I was looking at her yesterday and realizing I need to just start taking it apart.
Yeah.
You know, to get started on it. She's been sitting for too long.
I need another old car.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I got rid of my 53 that I had when I moved,
mm-hmm.
and because I just didn't have a place to keep it. I still don't, but
yeah, but that like killed me. I'm still trying to find someone that like wants to sit around and help me out.
Dude, just give me a call. Okay. I like making things with my hands.
That's awesome.
I need that.
I feel like as a human being, I don't know how it is for women because I'm not one, obviously. But I feel like men just to make something or to build something, create, is like inherently ingrained in you.
Yeah.
And the less you do it, like the less you kind of fall out of like being a human.
Yeah.
I feel that way about stuff. Like, you know, we'll sit around sometimes, and sometimes I just can't stand not making a thing.
Right.
Or like if I'm bored at
work. And whatnot.
Yeah. And if I'm bored at work, just doing mindless shit, I'm like, I'm thinking of the projects I could be doing at home. When we get home, I'm always too tired to actually do them
right.
by the end of the day. But yeah, always thinking about like, I wish I was creating stuff.
I think that's why like I do the field I'm in. Like I like to draw, I like to sculpt and do all that stuff. But like starting IVs on people and like actually.
It feels like a project.
Yeah. I'm like, haha, you will be my project. I will keep you alive.
The Frankenstein project. Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I mean, and that's going back to the drinking. That slowed me down on working on projects too.
Because
I
imagine
have like recovery time. And then we'd think that.
You're like, I'm going to do stuff. And then you wake up hungover. You're like, I'm not doing anything.
Yeah. And we'd think that like wine would help us work on projects. Because for a while, it was kind of fun to drunkenly work on stuff, you know. It was motivational in a way, because I think things like coffee and energy drink do the opposite to me.
Yeah.
And wine energized.
There's like a threshold though.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Like after like the third glass, and I'm just like, yeah,
pretty much. And then we'll get hungry and order food, and then we're sleepy, and it's all over.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that threshold hits like a ton of bricks, like right away.
It does.
You know.
And then you fall asleep under the car.
That's one thing that I hate about being in school right now. Is like I don't have a lot of time to do things I want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or I find myself.
What are you in school for?
Nurse practitioner.
Okay. Yeah.
Working on my MSN right now.
Cool.
No.
Well, that'll get you. I mean, more positions. And stuff,
The end goal will be nice. It's that work getting there. That's like the necessary evil, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm realizing that I'm going to have to, if I want to get a job that I give a shit about, I might have to do some kind of school
or
something.
Or at least like forklift certification or some kind of.
I mean chicks dig a guy who's forklift certified.
It's a big internet
joke. And chicks dig chicks that are forklift certified, I've seen.
Oh, yeah, there's something sexy about a girl who drives a forklift. And overalls, too.
There's something sexy about a sexy girl that can drive a forklift.
Well, I think even if you put like a complete chud in there, the fact that she's driving a forklift, it makes her slightly more attractive.
So you've seen the entire forklift chuds collection. You have them all on VHS.
Yes.
We were working on setting up a stage out at a county fair. And this guy got run over by a forklift.
Oh, yeah?
It was on gravel, so it just kind of pushed him into it, into the ground.
Yeah.
But he was real lucky.
The scream that he screamed was unlike anything I've ever seen firsthand. It was, like, really jarring.
Mm.
The first year I worked at Burning Man, there was a girl riding in the back of a pickup truck.
Yeah.
and when they got to her camp, she jumped off the back of the pickup truck. She failed to remember that she was hauling about 2 tons of wood behind the pickup truck and got crushed by it.
Oh, my God.
Holy God. Yeah. Like a trailer?
Yeah. Yeah. It was not a good day for her.
That's terrifying. Yeah, this guy ended up being ultimately fine, but...
He seemed, yeah. They still took him away, but he's...
Oh, like, yeah, they took him. That was the very first thing we saw when we got there. Yeah. Like, oh, cool.
It, like, caught the back of his pants and yanked him under the wheel.
Yeah, this girl had 2 open tib-fib fractures, a crushed pelvis, a crushed spleen, a broken T5-8.
You were working that, right?
Yeah, yeah. A collapsed lung.
Oh, my God. Did she live?
Yeah, yeah. Wow. She also lost 165 pounds. She ended up having a boyfriendectomy. Yeah, they took her to the hospital and told her boyfriend, like, hey, we'll take you there. And she's like, spent a lot of money to get here. I think I should stay. And we're like, what an ass.
Right? She's almost dead.
Wow. Right? That might have been a new relationship.
Babe, I just want to go to the show. Why are you so lame?
Already took the Molly. Don't think I should go to the hospital. I can't. I have to ride this
the
out.
The amount of trauma that you see there is just, it's mind-blowing.
Yeah. At Burning Man
specifically? Yeah, it's mostly trauma and ODs.
Yeah. So is it mostly like rich people to go now? I know it's such a huge thing. Yeah.
It's a bunch of rich people pretending to be poor.
Yeah, okay.
And I think for a lot of the rich people, like, they have really high-end stressful jobs. So it's like a week for them to just fuck around and do drugs and not have responsibilities.
Okay.
Some of the stuff that looked neat there were the contraptions that a couple people were making.
Right. So that's the whole thing is it's supposed to be like an art festival.
Yeah.
It's kind of turned into an EDM festival.
Yeah.
And 2 years ago was the first year you could have cell service out in the desert. Because Nevada's trying to build its infrastructure because they've had a lot of people get lost and not be able to communicate. So the whole goal was like, hey, no matter where you are in Nevada, you have cell service.
That's good.
But it is, but now you have cell service at Burning Man. As before, it was a dead zone.
So it's like you could get away from it.
Right. Your phone didn't work. You couldn't Instagram and stream things out there.
And now it's
nothing. So now they're probably getting more of those people.
Right.
Yeah.
And now it's people who are going, look at these weirdos. It's like, dude, just calm down. Just enjoy it.
Yeah.
It's also about, you know, building cool things and sets.
That's true. I'm sure that's...
That's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
I saw that one out in Burning Man that it was... But it was a moving mansion.
Oh, yeah, that steampunky one. Cool. Yeah, we've been tagging
that.
Like a
Victorian mansion on wheels.
Someone, a couple years ago, they built a train station. Burning Man.
Wow.
They put tracks in the ground. They built like this old-timey train station that was completely functional.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like they had like, and it sounded like a train was coming. Like they had speakers that it would get louder. And
so there was no train. It was just like out of time, out
it
of
was,
place.
It was, but like a light in the distance would come on and you'd start seeing the train. Like hear the tracks would vibrate and you would hear it. And it was really cool.
So that's
cool.
Is this something they like mostly built at home and then brought there and assembled? Because that's a lot of work.
It is a lot. People will get there like weeks in advance to put their art installations up. And there's some of the best art I've ever seen in my life. And like as someone who's been all around the world, museums, like some of the stuff they put out there is just incredible.
That's awesome.
And a lot of it's stupid too.
Yeah.
I'd
love to see a documentary just on the art of
Burning Man. Oh, there's gotta be.
There's gotta be.
I know, but when I started seeing that mansion on the steampunk sites, this was back then, you know, it's like I couldn't find good photos of it. Nobody posted anything, any information. I didn't even know who made it.
I sent you that.
Because no one was like saying anything.
Years ago, I sent you a video of the octopus car that had the flamethrowers on all its arms.
I think I remember that, yeah.
Because they have the DMV there, which is the Department of Monster Vehicles.
Oh, shit.
So you can drive around in a vehicle, but it can't be like an actual vehicle.
Yeah.
Like, you can't just be like, I have a go-kart.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they have one guy every year that he has these, it is a go-kart. But it's all LED, and it's the ghost from Pac-Man.
Wow.
So you'll just see the ghost traveling around.
Like in the middle of the night. That'd be
great. So great.
Yeah,
and they'll turn blue, and then they'll go the other direction. It's so much fun.
If people wanted me to bring Trixie down there, and I'm like, I'm not doing... That's very far. You know that's really far, right?
It would fit in so well, but the amount of playa dust that you'd have in Trixie for the rest of your life, it never comes out.
Yeah. You definitely have to make something just for that, that you're ready for.
And it's gotten so stupid now. Like, it used to be what you take is what you have. There's nothing to buy there.
Yeah.
So if you don't bring food or water, well, guess what? Sucks to suck.
Yeah.
And when it rained that one year, people were like, is FEMA going to come and help us? I'm just like, no.
Festival,
like, well, I'm running out of water. I'm like, cool.
You planned on being here until Saturday anyhow. Yeah. What did you think was going to happen?
Idiots.
Yeah, I did see a few videos of those people being stuck, and that was cathartic.
It was. Yeah, it was funny, too, because people were like, hey, can I get a helicopter? I was like, for what? They're like, I have a broken arm. Did you have the broken arm before you came here? Yeah. Then no. Well, I have an appointment on Thursday. Again, it's Friday, so you have a whole week.
Yeah.
It's the playa. It'll dry out in a day or two. You'll be fine.
So that's the people that go there now. The people that can just, like, beckon a helicopter.
You're right.
Yeah.
Or think they can. Ugh.
Whatever. Everything dies.
Yeah.
Everything gets big, it dies, and that's it.
Yeah, it's weird, like, the things that we were talking about. It's not like the South Side used to be. Mm-hmm. You had the Beehive.
It was, like, the alternative part of town.
It was so great. Now it's just vape stores and hippie, and not even hippie bars.
There's, like,
corporate
six vape
bars.
Stores down there.
Like, why?
Tiki Lounge, but Todd's not there. It's just, it's not very, very
like Todd not doing the Tiki Lounge anymore.
You know, he has a thing at that Poetry Lounge now.
Where's the Poetry Lounge?
We went there with Jimbo once. That's in Millville. Millville now.
Okay.
But we know a lot of people that do events there.
Yeah.
Like, there used to be clubs I used to go to, and now they're just sad. And I'm like, this isn't fun anymore. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Boom.
Is this it?
He can't hear
it. He can't hear it.
There.
That's got to be annoying for people listening.
I'm sure. Especially when I had it turned up all the way.
Right.
Right in the old beer hole. Yeah. It's much better than being in the attic, because we used to do it in the attic.
Oh, yeah?
I was up there to put something away yesterday. It's like 20 degrees in there.
That sounds fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
It's an uninsulated room where my office is.
Right.
So it's super hot in the summer. And cold.
I got to go work an ice rescue on Sunday.
Yeah?
Last Sunday.
So now, on the river?
Yeah.
Neat. I just saw the fan boat.
Oh, yeah.
Showed me a video of it.
Yeah, some car went into the lake in Cheat Lake. And they had to pull the car out with the person in it.
Oh, wow. Jesus.
But I was like, hell yeah, ice. Anyway, cold place, I'll go all day long. I love the cold.
I can't stand it. I like to be hot.
I don't.
Thanks for the cigar.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, this is what I consider a good time, is just sitting, BSing, having a cigar with friends.
Yeah.
Sometimes I have to be in the right mood for it.
Yeah. Typically Thursday night's like my relax night. I'll get out on the Leaf and Bean, get a couple cigars, grab a coffee.
Yeah.
Roam around.
Yeah. Yeah, we went in there. I went in there once to get Avanti's, which they didn't have, so that sucked.
They do not.
They're made in Pennsylvania.
Are they?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah, I thought they were
made in Italy.
Yeah. Or something.
Yeah, you would have assumed.
But they didn't have them. And there was the big table was filled. It was a guy that was like, hey, I got like, welcome me. But it was just some old guy sitting there. And I thought, it's probably the owner, right?
Yeah.
It's got to be. I felt bad. I didn't talk to him because I just wanted to pop in.
Right.
You know, I wasn't going to sit. It was filled, so it wasn't like...
Well, I'm glad to see that place is... Every time I go in there, there's people in there.
Yeah.
It's a real neat little atmosphere.
It is.
It's a lot neater than I thought. When she used to work at that other place, we'd hear about it, and I'm like, I can't even imagine what that looks like.
Right.
Yeah.
No one's ever described it to me.
What I like, too, about the Leaf and Bean is it's a very eclectic crowd. You just have, like, some random, like, black guys that like sports that are in there smoking cigars. You have businessmen. You just have... Yeah. Tourists that are like, oh, let's get a coffee and a cigar.
Because it's in the Strip, so you're
going to
get...
Yeah, it's in the Strip, and plus, it's been there for so long. I remember going there when I was in college, after college.
Really?
Yeah. And I like to see, you know, businesses like that continue to, you know, be around, like the O's gone.
Yeah.
I just saw somebody post about that a couple hours ago.
Oh.
That would have been such a...
Oh?
That would have been a great place to end up after my party last night, getting little dirty hot dogs. That would have been incredible.
And, talked about the fries there.
Yeah, the metric ton of fries. Like, a cafeteria tray full of fries. Yeah.
How did they make any goddamn money with that? I mean, no one's finishing
them. Well, maybe that's why they're out of business.
Maybe.
Yeah, that might have been an issue. I don't know. Well, I mean, potatoes don't cost that much, so.
Right.
That's how they draw you in.
Yeah.
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 The amount of times...
It's just hot dogs and fries.
I hate potatoes, but I'd go in there and get some because there's so
potatoes?
Much... This guy.
This guy.
I mean, of course.
And... Honestly, I've talked to some people, and they're liars, but no one likes potatoes. People like sour cream and cheese and salts and ketchup.
I mean, to be fair, it's a salt
It's a vessel for flavors. Because, like, if I said, here's a baked potato by itself, no one's just eating that. And if you are, you're a psycho.
Yeah, it is a psycho move.
We went to a restaurant on the day of Rachel's birthday, Elvis' birthday, and it was... big fancy restaurant downtown. And we got, their special was a Wagyu steak and then some sort of French fries.
Right.
And the steak, I couldn't cut it. I mean, it was like the red, raw, the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
But I couldn't cut it. It tasted like nothing.
Right.
It was terrible. I was going to send it back, and finally, and I felt bad about that because I've never done that.
Right.
And the manager said, well, I could take it and take it off your bill. And I said, we'll just keep it for the fries, I guess. Glad I didn't, because I caught him again. It was $65.
Yeah.
And I was not going to pay $65 for good fries.
Right, right. So I used to be a butcher. I loved meat. I eat steak at least 3 times a week. I go and get it and cook it. And I don't mind paying money for good meat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when it's good, though.
But there's I've been to a lot of places lately where it's like, this is a subpar steak. Like, it's not worth the money. Like, I'll make a better steak at my house.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's what I thought. If I'm going out and I'm going to pay for it, it should taste like something I can't make.
And I'm personally, I'm tired of this whole Wagyu steak nonsense, because it's not Wagyu steak.
I just wanted meat, and they had like 3 options, and since that was the special, I thought, let's give it a try.
You know what we should do?
There's a lot of stuff
we should do a lot of things. Let's do all of it right now. There's Fogo de Chão, the Brazilian steakhouse.
Heard of that.
Oh, yeah, I've never been.
It is, oh my God, it's so good. You sit there all day. There's actually a couple of Brazilian steakhouses in Pittsburgh, but I've been to Fogo de Chão. They give you a little coaster. One side's green, one side's red.
Yeah.
But the coaster on green, they just keep giving you meats.
Yeah.
All the meats. And then you're like, oh, I'm going to die. You turn it to red.
Yeah.
Go take a shit. Come back.
Puke a little bit.
Yep. Turn it back to green. Good to go. It's like $65, but you're eating easily
That's
hundreds of dollars worth of meat. Yeah.
We went to a place like that by Monroeville.
The Green
Horse.
Which I don't think is there anymore.
Yeah, it's not there anymore.
Remember Chi-Chi's?
And it was the same thing where you have a thing you turn over. It was my birthday. So we invited a bunch of people. Mm-hmm. And whoever could come. And some people bitched. And I'm like, well, then don't come. I don't care. Like,
I'm this not is what
making,
we're doing.
Yeah, I'm not making anyone come, go to this. Right. I just don't feel like cleaning up my house.
Right.
Yes.
So let's just do this. And I was the only one that they kept ignoring all night. They passed me over for all the meats.
On purpose. It was wild.
And after a while, I'm like, my plate has been empty for like 10 minutes. Can I please get something? You know, and I think people ignore me because they think that I do want attention. So they ignore me harder.
Do you want attention?
I like to look good.
Yeah.
And I like a little bit of attention.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lie. I like a lot of
attention. I know. Yeah, I'm well.
But you had your meat card up and everything. They didn't see it.
And it was so disheartening to me. I'm like, this is supposed to be my
Fogo de Chão
little day.
It's a corporate one, but it's so fucking good.
Okay. Yeah, that's right in the middle of downtown.
Yeah.
We should go.
Yeah, we should definitely go.
Do a weekend day, go downtown. And
that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
They also have like a salad bar, and I'll be honest with you, it's actually pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, they have a lot of things in that salad bar.
That's cool.
A good salad is a good salad.
Yeah. It's like build your own salad, and they have like everything you could think to put in a salad in there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And if you're just like one of those stupid people that don't eat meat, like, still have a pretty hearty meal. It's a lot cheaper if you just get the salad.
I'm sure.
Yeah, we got a dressing that's just raspberry vinaigrette and walnut or something. And it's perfect. It's like the best simple dressing for what it is.
I can tell we're getting to a point of oldness. We're just excited about salad.
Well, I'm excited about any good food.
That's true.
It's
nice
when you can enjoy a salad and not feel terrible about it later.
Yeah.
But it's weird. Like, you go to these restaurants around town and there's nothing fancy about them. It's just like, there's nothing. The experience. I don't care about these. I want good, clean food.
Mm.
I know. I always feel so guilty going to restaurants because it is like, I don't want to cook. But we ended up, most of the things we got, it was like a fried burrata. And we're like, that's just a big old mozzarella stick.
Right.
And we got crab cakes. I'm like, it's I'm like, eating like we, I'm 10 years old right
we
now.
We just watched the Boat Daddy show where they said that.
Yeah, that's
so
true.
That was definitely in your head.
It was.
It like, was very like, good.
I cook
at
home. They
had Asiago filled gnocchi that was like,
was
a little fried.
Yeah, that's
delicious. Like a corn base, weird corn base. Yeah.
I cook at home almost every night, so if I go to a restaurant, I want it to be something better than I could make at home.
Exactly. Yeah. Impress me, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, the doctor on my checkup, he asked, and he just sort of glossed over the question, but he asked, do you eat a balanced meal? And I thought, I guess we sort of do, because we eat a ton of different stuff all the time.
Well, pizza's a round meal.
but we're not like the the daily American, just eating the same thing over and over. We try different shit all the time.
That's what our
favorite thing to do is come up with new food.
Like, for lunch today, I was like, oh, I'll make a sandwich. So I cooked some salmon filet I had.
Yum.
Made some bacon, some mayo, some avocado. Mm-hmm. And like 10 minutes later, I'm eating this delicious sandwich where I'm like, if I went to a restaurant, this would be like $30 and it would be overcooked.
Yep.
Yeah.
The bread would be soggy and I'm just like, I'm just tired of that.
Cold. Yeah, we were watching My 600-Pound Life for a little bit. Just, you know, we hate those kind of shows, but you can't look away.
Right. It's like a train wreck.
Yeah. And we realized that these people are so huge because they're just eating KFC.
There's no nutrition in what they're eating.
But there's no real flavor either. Right. Like, if they knew Indian cooking, if they knew any kind of, like, international cuisine with flavors, you could have some health in there and, like, really be okay. But it just, they're eating lard flavor.
Isn't it crazy, like... Yeah.
Butter.
Corporations butter. In America that make food, like when they serve it in Europe, they actually take the chemicals out, yet they keep it in here. Like
yeah.
McDonald's over in Europe, like it tastes different. It's actually not that bad, but here it's like
McDonald's in Greece.
Yeah,
once it was like this is fine. I mean, it was a gyro,
right?
McDonald's, but
right, like the McCalzone in Italy. It's like this isn't terrible.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it with like candy and stuff because we eat a lot of British food, and there's all the dyes and all the chemicals and like proper chocolate. I'm like, why are they giving us shit? I want the good stuff.
Like eat a ho ho, and you're like, this just tastes like chemical.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
with a chocolate after it, it's really weird.
I can't eat the little Debbie stuff anymore.
Yeah,
I used to love the strawberry rolls. Those were my favorites because they had like a zing to them.
Because there's the ghost of a fruit in there.
Right.
Yeah.
Just like German pastries, where it actually tastes like apple with some sweetness. Where here it's like, this apple hurts my teeth. Like, it's just sugar with apple flavoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, like whenever we watch Great British Bake Off, they have these insane ingredients they put into different kind of pastries that I've never even heard of. And we just have like giant eagle sheet cake. It just tastes like shit.
Which is weird. The British Empire conquered like the known world and they're like, let's not put flavor in our food.
they finally come around,
like,
but yeah.
Yeah. It's like you literally conquered India.
Yeah.
And you're like,
use it.
Yeah.
What the hell?
No, they all became old people immediately, so you know how old people eat.
Well, my
Nana has never, she's 96, I think.
Yeah.
90 something. And she's never once had Chinese food.
That's interesting.
Just didn't give a shit.
Right. My grandma is 87. She just had a birthday. She's on hospice now, but like she just wants to drink Coke and eat chocolate.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're on hospice, fuck it.
But I'm like, and my family member's like, oh, she can't. I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Will you keep her healthy?
Yeah. What?
Well, she's got to keep her alive for another day or something.
Oh, no. She drank 3 Pepsis today.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Give her some cocaine and whiskey.
Right.
Let her enjoy.
She wants.
Yeah. It's funny. She was put on hospice, and she loves it.
Really?
And she's like trying to sell it to the other people in the nursing home. Like, oh, my God, there's this amazing program. They give you whatever you want. It's free. You don't have to pay for any of it. And we're like, hey, stop, okay?
Well, that's how the suicide booze got, you know, popularized.
Is that what they're doing in Canada? Just everyone's on hospice. That's
great. You won't have to pay for anything anymore. Your bills are all covered when you're dead.
Yeah, it's great.
You're good.
Yeah.
I think you could really sell this to people nowadays.
Right.
People would jump on that.
Absolutely. Well, every millennial's retirement plan is just to die early.
Right.
That's us. I don't think I know anybody that has savings or any of that stuff.
Or have their boomer parents
but
pass.
But you know that the mighty mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah.
Taught you that in school. They don't tell you how to be an adult or
how to pay bills, pay taxes, none of it.
Yeah, they don't teach you how to be a person.
Right.
Why was that ingrained in everyone's head?
And you can play the recorder. You can play Hot Cross Buns.
Hot Cross Buns and mitochondria.
Right.
What the living fuck? Just the important stuff.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we have never had a person in our life playing recorder badly at us. Like, we don't have nieces or nephews or kids, but, like, we're never in a house where there's a kid trying to practice, like, that recorder very badly. So nice.
Like, I understand they're trying to give, like, kids an in to, like, music and...
Of course.
Which is nice, but...
That's great.
There's a lot of instruments out there.
Why fucking that one?
Yeah, we have one family that has kids and... Kids are great. They're wild, but it's neat to see how children are behaving now.
Right.
And it is all about phones and screens, obviously. Yeah.
Just throw that anywhere.
Phone's
it's fine.
Mad now. It's mad because I'm talking about it.
It heard you.
But
it unalived itself.
I had to tell, and these parents are the weirdest people. The one time we were at a drive-in down at Cary Furnace.
Yeah.
And we brought the MOV, and they were there. They were the only ones, like them and one other person, the only people that we knew there. But they brought their kids. And the one kid, he, I don't know how old kids are, but he was little. He's running around, and he's eating a whole gummy taco. And he's loving it. He's eating. And I said, we both said to them, like, are you going to let him eat that whole thing? Like, I don't know. He wants to. I'm like.
It was like 11 o'clock at night.
Right.
Like, you're the parents, right? Right.
You can actually dictate how much he eats.
It's crazy. It wasn't because the kids run the house. It was because they were like, he'll figure out he doesn't want to eat that whole thing.
No, he won't. He'll start throwing up and go, ate too much.
Later on, he started puking by their car.
Yeah.
It was pretty immediate, like, too. Just like, bleh.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, there you go. And then he was back running around.
Right.
A lesson not learned.
Yeah, right. No lesson there. It was... He's probably still doing it.
Yeah, probably. Or now he has an eating disorder.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I'm like, my sister has three kids, and they don't have screen time. They have like an hour they're allowed to be on screens.
Yeah.
They eat good food. They drink like fresh teas and coffee. And
yeah.
Like, she's doing it right.
That's good. Good.
Teach them young.
That shouldn't be hard.
They all play instruments. They all play sports. They all like read books together. Like, that's what it should be. People. Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah, does your sister, you said.
Yeah.
Do they have money?
No.
Okay.
She has three kids. You don't have money when you have three kids.
Well, I was gonna bring up my uncle who does have three kids, and they do have money because of things, because they planned their life better than us.
Right.
And
did they though?
And they used to bring. They live in D.C., but they bring their kids every once in a while. It was three girls. And the only thing I knew what to do with them is I let them cut my hands with plastic knives because that was funny to them.
Okay.
And then the mom would get mad at me. The one was definitely going to be a little serial killer.
Yeah.
Like, she's wild and weird. And I just thought it was funny. I'm like, what do you want me to do? Like, right. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's not my kid. I don't have to put up with this
later. At the same time, like, they'll remember. Like, remember that time Uncle Anton came over and we were cutting his hands with plastic knives?
He loved it.
Opposed to, like... I watched the thing on YouTube, and right. I don't know how to interact with people in a social setting.
So. Right.
Those kids must have been like the last level of not having screens all the time.
Probably.
But whatever age.
The youngest one was like, I don't know, six or seven-ish when we met, yeah. I think. So,
like, just the kid, I've seen it so much in my field. Like, kids are like just on the screen the whole time. It's like there's no brain development coming happening.
Because it's easy. Because it's easy it is. For the parents. That's very the only easy. Reason.
But don't
that's
have
all
kids.
It is.
Like, you yeah. know. I mean, we don't have
kids because we're irresponsible.
Yeah, and we both had moms that stayed at home and stuff, but I can't.
Because I buy podcasting equipment.
Right. But at least you know that.
Yeah, I can't have little Jimmy going hungry because I just bought a new mixing board.
Right.
So, just don't have little Jimmy.
Right.
Yeah, he'll just be eating the buttons. That's all you get.
Right. Sorry, can't eat today. The podcast isn't taking off.
Sorry, we had to go to the Lego store and the liquor store. You come last.
Right. We just got demonetized, kids. It looks like your college fund is right. drained.
All 20 bucks of it's gone.
What a world we're living in. Yep. It's never going to get better. I finally get why old people get so mad about the future stuff, because everything has continuously gotten worse. There's more laws. There's more... bullshit to slow you down. Mm-hmm. I feel like everything is just designed to slow you down.
Less opportunity for everything.
I was talking to Coco the other day, and he's like, he was over it. He's like, I'm just tired of this me culture, or what about me? And he's not wrong. It's there's no more like, oh, this would be good for the community. It's like, well, I don't like it.
Yeah, that's the way so many people are. Like, if it doesn't benefit me directly,
right?
You know, fuck it. There's no thinking of other people. We have the perfect Price is Right fail horn on here.
Bum bum ba da.
Yeah, it needs to be used more often. We have our boat. It's got a keychain with like four sound things you can download, and that's one of them.
That's great.
It's just really
what
fun
you need
to
do. It, like, be on the river in your boat and see another boat like wrecked, and just go bum bum ba da.
We haven't had the opportunity yet.
That's like when I go to car wrecks, like on an ambulance or a fire truck.
You should have that sound.
I just go, hey, you can't park here.
Do they love it?
No. But again, that's for me.
Yeah, there's a whole bunch of little fun sound clips you could use in all the shit that you see.
Yeah? Oh, I bet. Oh, yeah.
What's the most mangled, horrible thing you've seen lately?
I've seen parts of people all over the place.
Yeah.
We used to, when I was in California, used to see meth heads versus trains.
Meth heads versus trains.
Yeah, the train always wins.
Trains, yeah. Yeah, they do.
I've not seen a meth head beat a train yet. But those calls are easy because you're like, oh, there's part of them. There's part of them.
Found him.
There's part of him. Yeah, you want to get lunch? Like, there's nothing I can do for that, so.
I was leaving for work in the morning one morning, and the busway goes next to the train tracks, and somebody had just got creamed by a train. And I actually saw the coroner lift up the sheet, and it looked flat. It didn't look like there was a person under there at all. Like, you could tell from far away. I'm like, right. Ooh. But I think it was somebody trying to beat the train. But it turns out that train conductor had hit somebody, like, 20 years ago in that same area, and he quit train driving after that. He's like, yep, two, I'm done.
Yeah.
I can imagine that's pretty...
But it's dramatic. Not like the train can... It's weird. The train doesn't change course.
Yeah, it's
It literally has to follow the tracks.
Yeah.
Like, so... Anytime a train hits something, I assume it's the other thing's fault because,
especially with people, like, even if you can't hear, if you have headphones on, you can feel the tracks vibrating. Right. Like, that was unprepared.
Right. Also, it's like.
There's brakes, but you're not stopping like a 2 mile long.
Right,
train.
Right.
Yeah, it takes a long time to stop the train.
There was a YouTube video I watched and I just enjoyed it. It was the tram driver hitting cars. it's just like a collage of tram drivers hitting cars that, like, got in front of the tracks.
Nice. Yeah.
And the reaction's always the same. They're like, trying to slow down, bam, then just keep going. Because it's like, clearly I'm in the right.
Yeah.
So I guess at that point, they do have to probably stop the train eventually.
Right.
Go through all the paperwork and all that shit.
Yeah.
But it's like people going around the barriers.
Right.
Because they don't understand what a train is.
I watched the greatest video a few years ago. It's a cop car with his lights going. Stopped at a drop arm because the train's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Train passes. Drop arm doesn't come up. He goes around the drop arm, and a train coming the other direction careens into his car. And I'm like, dude, you're a cop.
Yeah.
You know what these things are for. Like,
I am the law.
Right.
Bam.
Yeah, exactly. I don't need to stop for a train.
I just imagine that in my head, like, sped up silent movie Keystone Cops style.
Yeah. It's like, it's so comical to me because I'm like, you did this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your poor decision making is now...
That's an instant lesson.
Yes.
Give us the fail horn. Do you know what
I don't know if I have that still on.
Oh, you took it off? Why? That's the best one.
Because I put on all those vintage ones.
Okay.
And I did not go through the ones that were already on.
Whatever,
I will put it back on.
Though. Okay.
I'll put it back on.
Well, now it's the perfect time for that sound.
It's a
fail.
Uh-huh. what irony. Oh, what a horrible, horrible irony. It's like rain on your wedding day.
That's not ironic unless you live in Seattle. And you're like, oh, I live in Seattle where it rains all the time. I'll go to Arizona to have my wedding and it rains there.
That would be ironic. Yeah.
And like a fly in your Chardonnay, that would only be weird if Chardonnay was made from flies. Because then like a fly in it would ruin it.
She doesn't know things. She was going down on Joey from Full House.
She's Canadian.
Yeah.
Joey, out of everyone.
That's who that one song was about.
Was it?
Yeah.
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 Fucking
the really angry one? Yeah.
Yeah. Evidently, she went down on him in a theater because she put that in the song.
Oh, God.
And I think that probably came out when Full House was a show. I think they probably tried to shut that down because it's very not family friendly.
He's talked about that.
Has he?
Yeah. He's like, I didn't think it was that bad. Just watch who you date. You never know.
Yeah.
He's not Uncle Jesse, though.
That's true.
He's no Uncle Jesse.
Go down on Uncle Jesse in the theater. He's the rockabilly uncle. Yeah, come on.
Yeah, but he had the hot wife.
Yeah.
Joey was just trying to cut it out. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I could never get it right because it was like too many motions for me to remember.
It's rapid
it
fire.
Out. Yeah. It's so quick.
Is it, right? It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cut it out.
Yep. He must have practiced
it was
that
two,
a times.
One, back.
Now, where were you years and years and years?
Probably in the greater Pittsburgh area.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. How's your dad doing? He pops up on Facebook.
Yeah, he came up for NACI Christmas.
Okay.
Which is like a week after Christmas. We got Chinese food. Went to the ramen house.
Nice. Yeah.
He's dad. He's doing some band stuff with some band.
Great.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm a great son.
There's really plug in stuff there.
Yeah, my dad's a musician. He does music stuff. I could give you dates, but I won't.
Was he harmonica or guitar?
Harmonica.
Okay.
The most annoying instrument in the world.
Guitar.
Next to recording.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd take a recorder over the harmonica. Like, ugh.
Really?
No, they're both terrible. Chris Sapp Band, I think, is the name of the band.
Didn't he play the Shakedown?
Yeah, he was one of the first people that helped us out by playing there.
Nice.
Yeah. It was really neat.
Yeah, it's weird, too, because, like, he is one of the best harmonica players in the world.
Yeah.
But, like, it's the harmonica, so who cares?
Yeah.
Unless you're a blues fan.
Yeah.
But he didn't have that custom-made vest with all his different harmonicas.
Right.
It wasn't 800 pounds.
Right,
like the,
right.
Blues traveler.
Yeah.
I mean, he had a long way to go.
Right.
To be the best.
I think he has a bandolier now of harmonica.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Because he's Mexican.
I love that.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome.
That's fucking cool.
Yeah.
So, wait, were all those pockets in the blues traveler's guy's vest for harmonica?
Yes.
They were custom.
And what's funny is he's not a good harmonica player. He just goes up and down. Because my dad's like, I can do that. And like, without...
Yeah.
I was like, that's...
He just had that one hit that everyone knows.
And he had two. He had Hook, and I can't think of the other one that you're thinking of.
Okay. I don't know the names of them. I just know I've heard them against my will.
Devil Went Down to Georgia?
No.
Is that one? I don't know. I don't know. I don't...
That was,
I don't...
That was Primus.
I don't keep up with what you kids call music.
Someone did air quotes the other day, but in the wrong place.
Oh, no.
And then I, like me. I
want to do that all the time now.
It was so much. We did it the rest. We were giving her shit the whole day. We put air quotes on things that's like, obviously you wouldn't put air quotes on. Like, yeah I'm over here at their house. I'm like, what? Yeah, because she was like, I have to go to work. And I'm like.
What are you doing?
So you're not really going to work? She's like, no, I am. I'm like, then why did you air quote work?
It sounds like you're doing some shit.
Yeah. It's not how that works.
No.
It's not how any of
it's
that
not
works.
How that works.
Right.
I'm going to go to the bathroom.
I'm going to
shit my
I'm going to talk to Anton.
Quote unquote Anton. That only works if talking to Anton means you're going to talk to the toilet by puking in it.
Right. Or like,
and I'm
minorities.
Why did I do that?
You made this bed.
Why did I do
that? Now puke in it.
I don't know.
That's not you,
made
that's
this
your
bed,
ex.
Now I must puke in it. That's the tagline for the show. The Trouble Cast. I've made my bed. Now it's time to puke in it.
Oh, no. Don't encourage people.
I've already lost the nice rolling... lilt of what that phrase actually was.
Right.
I messed it up.
Yeah. Or made better.
I was too excited to talk in radio voice.
Yeah. Mm. You know who you need to have on your podcast is Aaron. Because whatever he talks about is just going to be a radio voice.
I have not talked to him since you guys, I guess.
I thought it was funny when...
Coco chimes in every once in a while. I talked about playing the video game, and I think Coco chimed.
Yeah, you're saying that.
Fucking weird.
What? Last time Aaron was over here, that was when I was engaged, and we were talking about doing a Taco Bell wedding. And Aaron was like, "But you should have it catered by Wendy's."
Taco Bell theme cake.
Right. And you were like, "That don't do that, because that's such a mockery of like marriage and blah blah blah."
Sorry.
And then, Aaron was like, "Didn't you get married at a carnival?" And you're like, "Get out of my house."
That sounds about right. I'm a little less up my own ass. I'm still there.
Yeah, right.
Still camping, but now I'm at the edge.
Nice.
Peeking over the rim.
Yeah. I'm fishing into the real world. Gross.
Oh well.
Anyone tied to Vince, we talk about poop eventually.
It happens. I don't know if he knows he has that effect.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think he does.
Definitely.
I think he leads with that.
Yeah. So many stories.
Because of Vince, to this day, when something is exciting or like, I'll shit the bed. He used to do that all the time. Not
shit the bed?
Not literally shit the bed, but he would be like, shit the bed when something was like exciting or shocking.
I'm just used to him going, oh, pooped him. There's the pants pooped him. We find ourselves saying that a lot.
We should have an old Southside crew go up to the cabin.
That'd be fun.
Vince's cabin. That'd be a nice time.
Yeah, we're like best friends with his mom now. She'll text me. I guess it snowed up there last month, and she sent me pictures of it out of nowhere. Right. Like, we're going to steal your mom.
Because we wanted to stay in the cabin when he can't, because he works all the fucking time.
Right.
Yeah, she let us stay a couple days after he went home.
Yeah. That was probably the nice time.
It was fun. The whole thing was good, but that was good.
We fought against it. I don't know what it was. Like, we were like making ourselves bored and just wanted to be home, and I told Vince, I said, we'll probably leave after you leave. He goes, why?
He was like mad at us.
Why? Right. You still have days off. Just stay here.
That's you know, he brings up a valid point.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on. I think we were just kind of missing our screens. We hadn't been on a nice vacation in a bit.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's no TV. The only channel they had that seemed to work just showed, like, Bewitched over and over again and that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And that house already feels like it's from another time and it's tiny. So we were losing our minds, I think, to an extent.
Yeah.
So that sounds perfect.
I mean, it was great. It was great.
We eventually settled in and had fun. I had an electric bike up there, yeah. So we fucked around.
Any place I can just start a fire and sit by it, like, that's all I need. Yeah.
We saw a UFO after
yeah.
we left.
Yeah. We spent a whole night watching UFOs. Just kept scanning in the sky. It looked like a spotlight, but it was on the other side of the clouds. And it just kept going back and forth, and then eventually it went all the way to the other side of the beach, like way down there. And then spotlights from the beach, like people with bright flashlights right. shining at it. It was very weird.
Yeah, I went camping on New Year's.
It was really weird.
And we just kept hearing explosions in the background. I don't know why.
Where?
Somewhere out by Altoona. It was like, it was very weird because, like, what is that? And everyone's like, yeah, I hear that too. Like, well, I'm just going to sit by this fire while it snows and ignore it.
Yeah. Sounds like a good loading screen. You just sitting by the fire with the snow coming down?
Yeah. Good, yeah. Yeah, it was delightful.
That'd be fun.
I have a GoPro that I've used once.
Yeah. We had an older one that I used for when we were making that chair. So I set it up to time lapse.
What I need, you know, it's what? Kind of fun. I should put one on my helmet
for accidents and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah,
that'd be cool.
Should, yeah, people like that kind of content.
Right.
Yeah.
Just blur out people's faces.
Like on that ice rescue, that would have been a nice thing to have. I had to buy my own helmet with a mount then.
I have a bunch of mounts. If yeah. you want that'll snap to GoPros if you want them.
I think I do too, because I think it came with the GoPro.
They usually do. This one came with, the only thing it came with was a helmet mount. So yours probably did.
Yeah.
It seems to be what everyone does.
I have a little stick.
Yeah.
I'm always like, I'm going to take this diving, and then I'm underwater. I'm like, fuck!
Yeah.
I forgot my camera.
Uncle Corner.
It is a bit uncle-y in
yeah.
here.
Yeah. I don't know. But I feel like it's worthwhile bitching about stuff. I always laugh at the old drawing from, I think, the 30s, where people were bitching about everyone's got their nose buried in the newspaper now, and no one yeah. talks to each right. other. It's the same exact thing about the cell phones.
The TV.
But, yeah. it's different now. They're not taking in information that matters anymore.
Right.
At least the newspapers, there was some information. And
well, because the phone stuff is designed to make your brain addicted to it, too.
Right.
Because you'll get done with the paper and put it down. You'll get done with the book and put it down. But the constant, like, bunch of yeah. shit blinking at you, that's new.
Well, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine. We were talking about medicine. He's thinking about becoming a PA. And he's like, it's weird. Like, students don't know things. They'll just like, oh, I don't know what that is. I'll look it up. You should probably know what that is. Like, you're the healthcare provider.
Yeah, don't just look it up. Don't just count. Right. That's idiocracy.
It really is.
It's really scary.
Because, like, there's going to come a time, like, I work remotely where there's no internet, so, like, if you don't know it, you don't know it.
Yeah.
You can't Google it.
That's something you should just have the knowledge of no matter what.
Right.
Because people trust you. People
right. yeah, exactly.
really, really trust medical professionals
like, oh,
to know.
Like, took your them. Labs. How are they? I don't know.
God, yeah, that scares me, too, the idea of being, like, 90 years old and every person who is there to take care of you is like several generations dumber.
You don't have to worry because no
we're not
one's
gonna be
going to be. It's going to be AI that's taking care of you and it knows everything.
Computer says your shit's all fucked up.
Okay. Have you thought about killing yourself? Unaliving yourself?
Carl's Jr.
Is this Canada?
Fuck you. Yeah, that's not the one I was thinking we'd get, but that is the closest.
Yeah.
To what's going on.
Yeah, if only they'd replace Costco with Amazon.
Right.
Do you know that's why Crocs exist?
I do know that.
Oh, my God. That blew my mind. It made us feel better about, like, how hatred
I don't.
We
I don't get
Crocs.
The hatred with Crocs, though.
I know
Although you explained it to me a little bit last night, but I've not. Yeah.
I don't remember.
We're happy to talk about that all the time.
What did I say last
night? You said because, like, people actually wear them, like, doing regular things.
Oh, yeah. It's unironic for them.
Yeah. See, I don't see that often. Like, the Crocs I have, everyone on a boat has a pair of Crocs because you can't wear your work boots in the vessel.
Yeah.
You can't go barefoot. So it's like, I need my feet to air out.
Yeah.
I need them protected. Crocs. So ship shoes.
That makes sense. People wear them here. People wear them on the bus, in the bank, on a date.
Well, people wear sweatpants, too. Like, I have a...
Yeah, that was the start of all that.
I'm like, you could put, like, actual pants on. And I, as much as I love butts and seeing underwear...
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to wear yoga pants in public. Like, if you're going to yoga, fantastic.
Yeah.
But, like, have some self-respect. Put on actual pants.
That's your yoga costume. I feel like people don't like it when you call a jersey a sports costume.
But it is.
That's what it is.
It's cosplay 100% for jocks.
It is. Yeah. Yes, jock cosplay. Exactly.
Joss play, as I like to call
it. That's what's weird about seeing tours, because we get people from all walks of life, and some of my favorite tours are people that look like they would have been really shitty to us in high school, and... they seem like they don't know what's going on. And by the end, they're like smiling and asking me questions about dead stuff. I'm like, I don't think I would have gotten that response out of you, like, if this interaction had gone differently. But it's nice to see that they can relate to something.
Right.
It's weird.
Back in my punk rock days with green Liberty spikes and bondage pants.
Yeah.
I always enjoyed watching the system crush things. And it was like the duality of like, yeah, fuck the system. But I'm like, the system is not going to get fucked. The system will always be the system. You can slow it down or you can speed it up, but the system will always be.
Because there's always a mainstream of the way humans act. So, right. Yeah, there's always going to be something to bash up against.
And that's got to be so tiring.
Yeah. Well, that's why a lot of people retire from caring about that stuff.
Right.
I was watching, sometimes I try to find stuff that I could throw on instead of podcasts or something while I'm working. So lately I've been putting on Kitchen Nightmares.
Yeah?
Or whatever it is with Gordon Ramsay.
Have you seen Hotel Nightmares?
I love that.
That's a fun one.
He shows his butt in every episode.
What is that? He loves being butt naked.
Yeah, every episode. That's gotta be a conscious choice.
In the kitchen one, I think he drives terribly in every episode.
Yes.
Yeah. There's always a little hook. That he's got going.
Schtick. It's not enough of a shtick to make sense. It's just these little foibles.
Yeah. But there was this one where one of the guys running the restaurant, one of the brothers, was also a politician. And it was like some bullshit politics position in his local town. He's like, I just love it. I'm like, I hate people that think
right.
Because the local town ones, it's not a job. You're just controlling people.
Right.
That's what you like to do. You like to control people. So anyone that's on the town board or, you know, the comptroller or the inspector or whatever, they just like making people miserable.
It's it does seem that way.
It's the funnest thing in the world. And it's the most deplorable thing that's ever existed. Is those people.
An elephant never forgets. I don't know how they know that.
Yeah, where did that
the other day, I shot an elephant in my pajamas. I got my pajamas on, haven't I?
No.
Thank you, Animal Crackers, the best Marx Brothers. Not duck soup!
You know what? I think I'm an Animal Cracker. I think I agree with you on that one.
Yeah. I think I just saw duck soup more as a kid, but I love Animal Crackers. Yeah. That was one of my favorite movie nights. One of the first years we did, I think it was those two movies, and people were just like losing their shit laughing at something that's 90 plus years old. Like, that's great that holds up. I love it.
When you go back and watch like the Monty Python movies and the Flying Circus, it's still hilarious.
Of course. Some things are just classic.
Comedy is funny.
Yeah.
True comedy will transcend decades, gender, race. Just things are inherently funny. I watched the Endurance documentary on Nat Geo, and they used AI to like.
It's Nat Geo.
It's National Geographic. They have their own.
I can't keep up with it.
Yeah. Things. It's part of, like, I think Hulu or Disney Plus. Like, it's part of that conglomerate of streaming services.
Okay.
But they used AI to, like, recreate some of the people's voices and to animate the photos that they have. It's done very well.
Yeah.
It's very interesting to see.
There's a place for AI. There definitely is. I think the people are using it the wrong ways.
Yeah.
I have a theory that the reason this is going to get us demonetized, this is going to get the whole stream shut down. But I have a theory that the reason that so many companies have put so much money and time into the AI is because the rich people want any video of them at Bohemian Grove or any of those weird places
that's AI.
Not me. Yeah.
That's AI. That wasn't me. You could tell that's AI.
Right.
I
because it's easy for them to
just, you know what they're going to do? That.
Well, it used to be, what is it, photographic proof. You know, that used to mean something. And now it doesn't even mean anything.
I would love it.
I mean, I saw a great post with Scully butt-ass naked. That was all AI, but sadly, hey, I'm still checking it out.
Right.
I think it's just we don't want to pay artists. The truth is always sad and boring.
Next time
a bit of both.
I hope so. Hopefully, the cartoonishly evil ones are like, yeah, they won't know it's me.
What they're going to do is they're going to wear a ring on their hand that has an extra finger when they're doing pedophile stuff. So they're like, no, that's clearly AI. Look, it has six fingers.
I've seen that for sale. People wear them.
Really?
Yeah. So
oh my God.
People will be AI, whatever. But that's exactly that. I've seen
hilariously
ads for that.
Terrifying.
Yeah. Not specifically for that reason. Right. But
what can I buy online? So when I.
Also, in the past couple months, AI has gotten way better at hands.
Yeah.
I've noticed, yeah.
But now there's competition with that other one from China that came out a week ago.
A new AI?
There's a bunch of different AI.
But this one came out recently, and they're doing it at half the price and capacity of ChatGPT.
But is it still drinking an entire bottle of water every time someone sends an email with it? Nobody wants it.
No, it's actually much quicker and
less destructive?
Everything you type into it is monitoring your keystrokes, everything.
Yeah.
And it is funny that if you do Chinese things, it'll start typing it out and then it's like, nope. It magically deletes itself.
Huh. I think just a lot of really rich people bought into it and they realized that it doesn't do what people want. It's not anything people want.
Nobody needs
an email written for them.
Running into lately, I've been using ChatGPT more and more for research mm-hmm. articles. Hey, summarize this or compare these 30, and it will do it in minutes opposed to days. But what I think is interesting is I've been using it more and more for a search engine because I type something into Google does Mexico change its town's names in the last 20 years?
Yeah.
You type that into Google. Every search result is the Gulf of Mexico being changed to Gulf of America. I'm like, that's not what I care about.
Yeah, well, Google's totally unusable anymore.
And I'm like, so I'll go to ChatGPT. When's the last time Mexico changed the name of a town? It's like, oh, in 2024, this town was changed. It's like, thank you. That's all. I just want the information.
Yeah.
I don't need to know the top news stories.
But so what do you think about when people, I forget which thing it was, but they were saying glue was an ingredient in pizza. That's what ChatGPT or Google's AI came up with.
Gemini, white glue. When that came out, I was on a boat, and me and my Irish counterpart, we were putting things into Gemini,
mm-hmm.
and it was ridiculous how bad it was.
Yeah.
It was show me a typical picture of a typical guy named Seamus.
Yeah.
And it's a black Indian guy. And we're like, no.
So you know that search result is not what it should be, but what about the people that kids that get fed nothing but dumbness.
They're trying to learn about Vikings for the first time.
You're
they type
see
that
whatever
in.
Whatever ChatGPT says and think it's real because it's an authority that said it's real.
I feel like Google. If Google tomorrow decided that they wanted every search result for what 2 + 2 = 5,
yeah,
1984,
right?
How long would it take before the majority of people just agree that that's the case?
You're right. We are somewhere between 1984 and Idiocracy.
Right.
We're at some weird cross-section of all the shittiest parts of all those. I mean, yeah, of course it would. Of course people would.
Right.
That's rough.
You have a whole generation of students learning math, and they're 2 + 2, and the answer keeps showing up on what is the authority of information, 5.
Right.
That's going to change the way people
start
thinking.
Should have never been an authority of information.
One
Maybe
plus one
should
doesn't
talk
always
to each other.
Equal two. There's been a complete conversational thing done.
Yeah, but that guy's an idiot.
With scholars. And there's one podcast that I listen to that's The Infinite Monkey Cage.
Okay.
British. And they have on scientists and comedians. And it's a live audience and it's sort of a panel show. And I think one of them was about how mathematics doesn't always equal. It's the computational bullshit that you go for. And obviously, for us, when we need it, 1 + 1 = 2. But there's always a conversation to be had, even with simple things like that. And I think it opened up that idea.
Are they talking about quantum stuff?
Well, there's that
It
one
was
guy.
Some quantum things. Okay. Yeah, but it was mainly a mathematics thing. That was a bit ago, so I can't remember most of it. But it is neat when people talk about that stuff. And,
yeah.
And, there's a dialogue about what all of the things that we're experiencing and going through, what they even mean. Mm-hmm. When I, for a while, I was trying to make a podcast called Liquid Reality, which was based on a theory that I had on how it would be possible to pass through solid objects. When I was in college and I told it to some friends and they laughed at me and called me an idiot. And I'm like, I mean, we could just talk about it, or you could just call me an idiot because you don't believe it or think about it, or it doesn't make sense to you. And that experience made me want to listen to more people's theories about other things that are maybe out of the realm, you know.
And there's that guy running around about his theory about one times one is actually two. I can't think of his name, but it's like, it's not, though.
So kids are wasting time looking at TikToks of that instead of going to punk shows.
Yes.
That sucks. There's no all-ages venues for kids to, like, be around each other and actually form communities. That's part of, I think, why kids are being stupid.
It's funny
to, I wish they had.
To me, because, like, it's like the argument, do you want a moral society or an educated society? And I feel like the moral society is that the punk rock shows of the kids going, having community, having a thing that they do together, building bonds and relationships. To me, that's the moral society. But now it's just this, education is, like, I know about this, but I can't interact with human beings. And it's like,
people say moral. That always has such a religious bent to it when I hear it. Like judgy.
I think that's been ingrained in you, but morals don't only come from
religion.
Right. Well, they shouldn't. Like, you know, I think it was what Penn from Penn and Teller was like, I do rape and kill as much as I want, which is not,
because
I don't want to. And I don't need religion to tell me not to. I just, I'm not that way.
But if someone is that way, generally people go, that's wrong.
Yeah.
Even non-religious people will be like, that's not the way.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
unless you're like a Marquis de Sade truist, then, I mean, people have limits.
Yeah.
I feel like as a kid, without being told right and wrong, when you kill an animal for the first time.
Which I was never into. I don't hunt. I'm not against it, right, but I don't hunt.
Whether you do it on purpose or by accident.
It happens accidentally, bugs or snails.
Right.
Around a few frogs,
you feel
but
bad.
I didn't.
You feel like you've done something wrong. Where does that come from?
Empathy. Giving
a
shit that you heard it.
From?
Inside.
Well, that comes supposed from to. Not being a sociopath.
Well, yeah. But I would say that's the moral aspect.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's also a self-preservation mechanism that's built into our DNA that we have learned to... that humans are a pack species, and without the pack, it's easier for us to die. So we've learned that we need to be able to survive within a pack.
Just the evolution.
So our evolutionary scale is the fact that we have to be able to get along with people and be moral about that and have that empathy. Because if we don't have the empathy, then we're ousted from the pack. And that's how it's been for so long, that it's like breeding a pug into a worthless, slobbering sack of shit.
Right.
When it used to be like a dog that was a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I think that's where it comes from. I think it is pack breeding. I think it's the
like
ones
humans.
That did have problems got killed quickly.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So they didn't pass on the gene of just being a sociopath.
I mean, humans have to kill to survive.
Sure.
Yeah.
And
but,
so...
other humans and stuff like that. I mean, there's also the inbreeding of the cute factor, which is why babies survive.
Right.
So if we see something as cute, we don't want to kill it immediately.
Right.
That does not explain how some flowers just straight up look like fucking hummingbirds.
Yeah.
Because flowers can't see. So I don't get that in any way, shape, or form.
What are plants doing disguising themselves as other stuff? That is creepy, and I love it.
That has never been fully explained to me, and I hate it.
Because plants communicate with each other, and fungus is its own thing, which I truly don't understand.
It's like, a fun guy.
Right.
Really, really neat person to hang out with.
Yeah.
I don't know what to think.
keep them guessing, baby. Keep them guessing.
I don't understand the whole foot thing. Like,
foot fetish?
Yeah.
I never have.
I don't either. I wonder if
it's
because...
I like a nice foot, but I'm not going to, like, jerk off to it.
Right.
I just don't want to have someone with an ugly foot.
Yeah, I'll
wife.
Give you that. Yeah. I don't want, like a claw down there that's going in every direction.
Yeah.
Yem, that's... Yeah, I don't want that either.
Don't
drag a foot
make part. Me look at that. Is it because you walk on your feet and it's dirty? And is that part of it? Like, the filth and the, like, forbiddenness of it for people that are... I don't know.
You'd have to find someone that's
I've never openly talked to a foot fetishist that I haven't removed their skin, so...
Because if you open up a foot conversation with a foot person, you're stuck.
Right.
You open it with your
You really put your foot in your mouth there.
Ah, he got it.
Yep.
He won. I was trying to think of the word prehensile. Ugh. But not that word. What's the one, the thumb? It's a,
oh, shit.
We're the only ones with
polydactyl.
This.
Like, nope. A cat.
No.
Cats that have thumbs.
No. Monkeys have thumbs that are sideways, and ours are this direction, which is why we can use our hands differently.
Opposable?
Opposable.
Yeah.
That's what I was trying to think of.
I was just going to sit here and let you, but I'm like, let's move on. I'll just tell him.
No, you can help him out.
Thanks a lot.
Make your brain get it.
Oh, my brain.
What if your toes were jamming out sideways?
By no means am I kink shaming, you know.
Of course not.
Just like.
Do your foot thing. Hey, it makes a lot of people a lot of money.
The only kink shaming that we'll do at the Manor is fecophilia. That's never allowed.
Limit. Yeah.
No, there's several hard limits.
Yeah, there's way more than just that one.
Oh, yeah. No. There's really important legal ones.
That's the main one, though. That's the one that's like, get out of my house.
Right.
Yeah.
You're kink shaming me. Yes, I am.
Yes, please, I am.
In my own house, yes.
Yes.
This is the type of bullying I can get behind.
I'm a big fan of bullying. I think we need to bring it back.
I'm not saying you can never do that, but in my house, you can never do that.
Right. I always bring up that I spent a lot of time being protected and stuff like that, but I think it's mainly because when I was a kid, and even now, I block out a lot of the bad memories. Yeah. I try to only remember I don't try to. I just only remember the good shit. And I know I was bullied a lot, you know, because of the way I dressed or my hair. But I went through it because I'm like, I don't give a shit. This is the way I want to be.
Right.
And I'll go through it to be who I want to be because I don't really care what you think.
Right.
You know, it sucks that I'm going to get, like, pushed because you don't like how I dress.
Right.
But also, it's fine if you don't like how I dress.
I feel like bullying helps you find your true you.
Yeah.
Because if someone bullies you for your hair and you change your hair... That wasn't your hair.
You didn't like your hair that much anyway.
Right.
Yeah.
Folded.
Right. I mean, I got bullied for my hair so fucking much that, you know, at some point, I had been combing my hair every single day for my whole life, and I thought, am I going to do this for the rest of my life? This is a lot of work.
Right.
Just to continuously. It doesn't take a long time, but it was in my head that, is this going to be what I do every day?
Is this going to be forever?
Yeah. Because it just felt like a lot. Yeah. But you're right. Because I asked myself that question and because they bullied me and I stuck with it, it is going to be how I cut my hair. And I look good doing it.
Of course.
And I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
But as a person who was called a freak and was a freak growing up, that definitely made me be more vehemently who I am. And I remember my parents specifically thinking, like, well, you're doing it because they rejected you first, and it's a reaction, a response to them. Like, no, it's not at all about them. I just like this stuff.
But
it's
for a lot of people, it is.
Right.
So,
and I think they weren't used to that.
Yeah.
I get it. Of course it is. But it definitely helped make me who I am and give me more empathy towards people that are being bullied, you know? Because it happened, you know, if it happens to you, you kind of feel that way about other people it's happening to. I don't know.
No, I want to, I've always... With the house and with who we are, even when I was younger, I wanted to protect people that were getting bullied. I mean, I didn't have a lot of friends growing up, but I would always try to make friends with... There were some mentally challenged kids in my school, and there was one that they called the gay scientist. Because he had glasses, and he was definitely mentally challenged to some extent. But I think he was more autistic, but... I always checked up on him, and I asked him how he was doing, and I tried to... I didn't go to his house.
Right.
But in school, I was always nice to him and talked to him and asked Jimmy how he was doing and stuff, because it sucked. I'm like, stop being shitty to this kid.
Yeah, for why?
It's also interesting, if you sit down and talk to just about anyone, you're like, oh, yeah, this is a person, and they actually like things I like.
Yeah. Because people contain multitudes.
Yeah.
They do. Even if they put up a front of just being one thing all the time.
People are strange.
People are strange.
Like Jim Morris.
When you're a stranger.
Yeah.
That was not Jim Morris.
Yeah, it was.
That
was
song.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Love that song.
It's a great song.
Yeah. I actually have to get going to go to work.
Well, those train crashes ain't going to fix themselves. Unless they do.
Yeah, you got to get that helmet cam. Get a Fez cam. Where the Fez cam?
You can be our Russian dash cam footage. Just come over and show us what your week was like.
Yes. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, it's been nice having Steven here. We've had some deep conversations, as we always do. And
Bumblebee Tuna.
Bumblebee Tuna. Sure. Thanks, Stephen, for coming.
Yeah, thanks. Anytime.
And sticking by us. It has been nice.
It's been real. It's been fun.
Yeah.
I might even say it's been real fun.
I'll let you decide.
Yeah. People shut this off 20 minutes ago.
Oh, man. They shut it off after the first second. But that's fine. We love you all, and we love Steven, and we're glad he's here.
Bye.
Thanks for being a friend. Bye.
Bye. For being a friend.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening.
What? Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening.
Good evening.
No chaperone can get our number. The world's in slumber. Let's misbehave. There's something wild about you, child.
Well, there you have it, my Trundle Files. Another preserved specimen of gross audio proportions in the jar. I'd like to say we had fun, but I'm sure no one will remember this recording session. We would like to thank our cast and crew for cinching our sutures, mopping up the blood, and generally keeping the manor alive. And we'd especially love to thank the tourists who visit from all over, the social media monsters that help spread our good word, and the Patreon supporters who fund our covert operations. If you'd like to become one with the manor too, just visit trundlemanor.com to book a tour. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram, or contribute to our Patreon. A special thanks to our resident vampire keyboardist, Brian Vamp, for allowing us to use Not the Bad Guy for our intro music. And the manor's gremlin, Nigel, for not twisting our wires this time. You can find Brian at brianvamp.com. That's B-R-Y-A-N, Vamp. And we recommend you don't try to find Nigel at all. Finally, we thank you for joining us in this romp through the fetid guts of Trundle Manor, where insanity rules and everything is real. Now, cut off your ears and stick them in a jar, because they're useless until we talk to you again on the next Trundlecast. Good evening.